This is Rachel C. Swanson, and you're listening to the Refine and Restore podcast. This is the podcast where I help strip away the lies that are holding you back and restore your heart and mind back to what is true. From faith, relationships, purposeful living, personal and spiritual growth insights, this podcast is designed to provide inspiration and encouragement to help you grow into the person that you are meant to be. Hey friends, welcome back to my podcast. And before I get into what I'm covering in today's episode, I want to personally thank each and every one of you who have been tuning in to my podcast, messaging me and letting me know how much it's impacted you and how God is using it positively in your life. Because friend, this is exactly what this podcast is about refining the areas or lies in your life that are holding you back and restoring your heart back to His truth, God's truth of who you really are. So thank you so much for sharing this with your friends, for tuning in, and for all of your reviews, which if you haven't left a review, would you pretty please go do that for me? I know, I'm kind of begging, but for real, those iTunes reviews really are powerful and helps get this podcast out to more people to reach for God's glory. Not for my glory, it's for God's glory. So if you believe in that, I would really appreciate it. Now, today's episode, episode 6, comes from a place where I've not overcome, but I'm currently still overcoming. At my current stage of life, I'm not struggling with anorexia or bulimia, although I've had subtle bouts of both of those issues in the past. But it's more of a mental issue of feeling uncomfortable in my skin these days, post-babies. But I want to share about this side of it, this mental side, this side of thinking you don't really have a body image problem, but you kind of do, and why it's important to admit this. Because, you know, the conversations I'm having with women around me these days prove that pretty much all of us struggle with this, at least from time to time. And I want to talk about what we can do about shifting this today in our life so that we can become free or continue to become free from this negative mindset about body image that we may feel trapped in. And you know, I'm preaching to myself on this one. I'm overcoming, and you can too. So I didn't really struggle with this until I hit college. At that time, I became much more self-aware of the way I looked, especially after I joined a sorority, yes, and having a lot more guys take notice of me during that time. Growing up, I lived in a small town, and honestly, there just wasn't that many guys to choose from and to be noticed by. So it really wasn't until I hit college that I noticed guys noticing me. Then I started to notice the way I looked. And then I looked around me and started to notice the way others looked. And that started me on a path where I would never say, I was never really anorexic. I wasn't bulimic, but I did keep my weight down and I counted calories obsessively and I worked out a ton. I've always been a petite size. I'm 5'2". And in college, I was just above the underweight mark for my size. I was, you know, a size 0 or 00, depending on the brand. And I did have a few bouts before my wedding day where I threw up everything that I had last eaten. Not proud of that. That is not something I care to admit, but I want to share this with you because I want to tell you that you are not alone if you are struggling in this way. And also, I want to shed light on the fact that there are some of us that think we don't really have a problem because we're almost like borderline, you know what I mean? And I believe I was kind of on that borderline mark and I didn't really think I had a problem or a body image struggle, any struggles with body image. And now, as I have grown, I guess, a little bit into who I am, I've definitely become a little bit larger and mommy pregnancies, especially the ones that I had, have really just made my body change a ton. And I've had to come back to trying to remember who I am in Christ and try to love on this new kind of body that continues to change and
you know, age. We all do. So I, to be honest, again, it wasn't really until after I had kids that I started to notice after those pregnancies that I was struggling when it came to my body. So because things just changed and I couldn't get them quite back to the way it used to look like. And so, you know, I carried twins. If you don't know, I had a twin pregnancy. And during that pregnancy, I had a complication which made me larger than normal. I had too much amniotic fluid. It's all that fluid that surrounds your baby. Well, I had not only two babies in me, but I had extra amniotic fluid for three. So I was caring for what it looked like triplets. When the doctor measured my belly, she literally was like, "You have such a large belly and you're carrying like triplets." And I was like, that's great. I love hearing that I'm super large, right? So just know that that was me. I was an Oompa Loompa. I had a torpedo belly. And after that, it wasn't quite the same ever since. And then not only to after that, but within a year later, I was pregnant again with my daughter. And I had this same complication with her. And not only that, there was only one in there this time. And yet, guess what? I was carrying again like triplets. Yes. So I looked like I had carried triplet pregnancies twice. Okay. So think about that. Think about blowing up a ginormous balloon. It's like so big, right? You had it from when it was really small and tight, and then you blow up this balloon and it gets super giant. And then just before it's about to pop, you let out all the air. And then have you ever looked at a balloon after that? It gets all like shrivelly and it's like, it's gross, right? So that's kind of what, I'll just be honest, that's what my belly looked like. I had some complications from that afterwards even too, where I needed to have surgery on my belly. And so at that time, I got a little nip and tuck just to see if I could get it to go back to normal because of the fact that they had to do some surgery on it anyways. And even now to this day, it still doesn't look quite right. It's kind of lumpy. It's pretty, you know, covered in stretch marks. And that is just the way it's going to be. And I've had to be okay with that and accept that. And there are certain things that we just need to get over and remember that our bodies are meant to grow old. And that while, yes, we should definitely exercise and eat right to stay healthy, we cannot prevent the natural aging process of our body. Sure, we can Botox the heck out of it if we want to, but that's still a temporary fix for what is inevitable, you guys. So what if instead of dreading this process and dreading the way we look and being frustrated and being uncomfortable, that we actually started to embrace this process of growing older, of change, of our bodies maybe not looking exactly like the way that we want it to, but just believing in the fact that we are beautiful and that is enough. That we truly are beautiful, that our shapes, our sizes, the way we look is beautiful, it's natural, and that's the truth. But here's the thing, you know, I'm not sure I have a really good answer for this because I feel like I am still trying to figure this one out and I still vacillate back and forth between believing that I'm beautiful to believing that I'm ugly and saggy and lumpy. I've also had acne, and to be honest, I'm on my second season of Accutane medicine, which actually, quite frankly, is working beautifully right now. Thank you. But it's still a struggle. I still battle to believe I'm beautiful no matter what size I am, and I have tons of stretch marks and wrinkles that pop up around my eyes. And to be honest, that's quite frustrating for me. So I guess the thing, though, that I can point you to is just remember the inner beauty of who you are and how much that really matters. And again, that might sound cliche, but the truth is God does not want us to focus so much on our outward appearance. He wants us to focus on the inner because that is truly what brings the beauty out in us. And when we are confident in who we are, despite the way we look, there is such a vibrancy to that person. I've seen so many women who do not fit the mold of perfection in our society, and yet they walk with this confidence that they sparkle and they know how to dress that where they just look beautiful. And they've done such a good job of exuding that confidence that I can't help but look at them and say, wow, that person is seriously so beautiful. Where is your validation coming from? Where is your confidence right now? That's what I want you to refine away, is that lack of confidence, lack of security in who you are, this insatiable desire to fit this mold and fit this mode of perfection in society, and just start to believe you are enough just the way you are. You are beautiful just the way you are, and that it is not about outward perfection. It's about inward satisfaction. And friends, just to, for the record, magnetic eyelashes are not a sin, okay? You can still enjoy those things, but where is your focus? Where is your heart? That is what we need to remember. And this powerful truth is in Psalm 139, 13 through 14, that says, "For you formed my inward parts. You formed me inside. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, Lord, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." What if our souls knew that so well, that we knew deep down and believed that we are beautiful and wonderfully made? So a few things that you can do is to try to distract yourself from picking apart your body or your looks. Do something like take a walk, call a friend, get into God's word, have an accountability partner, obviously somebody opposite than your spouse, but somebody that just can tell you and affirm you of who you really are, unless that spouse is the one that affirms you of who you are. By all means, go to him. Ask him to help you remember the truth of who you really are. Let's start seeing ourselves the way that God sees us. That you are beautiful, you are wonderful, and you are fearfully made in his image. Have you ever thought to yourself, there's got to be more to life than this? Or maybe you've questioned whether or not you have a purpose or are pursuing the calling that God has for you. I decided to unpack this in my free 18-page ebook titled Purpose Manifesto, which will help answer those questions in a unique way that you've probably never really heard before, and in a way where you will finally feel the relief and clarity that you've been so desperate to have. Go to rachelcswanson.com/purposemanifesto to download your free book in your inbox today. You will also be subscribed to my newsletter where I only share the good stuff. And once you've read it, shoot me an email to let me know what you think. As always, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook using my name, Rachel C. Swanson. Thank you so much for listening in, and I will see you next time.